When upon life's billows you are discouraged.
Lord Father, we come upon once upon this morning, Lord, with thanksgiving, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the life that you've given us this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for traveling messes. Lord Father, we thank you, Lord, for the food. Lord Father, we thank you for the privilege that you've allowed us again, Lord Father, to come into your places, Lord Father, and place you to honor you, Lord Father. Oh, Lord Father, I ask you once again, Lord Father, bless all the saints, bless each and everybody who was alive in this place, Lord. Amen. Those who are traveling, Lord Father, I commit them into your hands, Lord Father. Oh, Lord, as I am holding the basket of the money that people, they have gathered the money today, Lord, just to help you walk this morning, Lord Father. I ask you once again, Lord Father, bless each and every brother and sister, Lord. Lord Father, as we are approaching ourselves, Lord, to meet you, God, we ask you once again, Lord Father, prepare our pastor, Lord Father, as he's bringing this food this morning, Lord, for us, Lord Father, the food for life, Lord Father. We ask you once again, Lord Father, that, Lord, we should approach it, Lord Father, with caution, Lord Father. We should think of our lives, Lord Father. Oh, Lord, we ask you once again to be with us this morning. Oh, Lord, just be with this service this morning, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ to pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God bless you, brother. Sister Susan, are you ready? Amen. We can take our seat, and sister.
I'm looking for a place I belong, a place that I can call my own, where there is love, joy, peace, and security, where there is no uncertainties of tomorrow. I'm searching for that place. I'm waiting for that place I can call my home. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger journeying in this land, searching for a city that is to come, whose builder and designer is the Almighty One. Governor, lawyer, and president is Jesus Christ, where there is no corruption nor unfairness in that place. I'm looking for a place I belong, a place that I can call my own, where there is love, joy, peace, and security, where there are no uncertainties of tomorrow. I'm searching for that place. I'm waiting for that place I can call my home. I feel comfortable in this world. Something constantly keeps on reminding me that it's not my home for long. When I face sickness, poverty, and death, that's when I long for that world I can find rest. I'm looking for a place I belong, a place that I can call my own, where there is love, joy, peace, and security, where there are no uncertainties of tomorrow. Searching for that place, I'm waiting for that place I can call my home. I'm searching for that place, I'm waiting for that place I can call my home. Amen.
Let's sing that chorus. He's an answering God, and Brother Maxwell will come to give testimony. Amen.
Hallelujah. He's an answering.
First place, I want to thank the church for remembering me. I think you received the the report that my brother has expired, one of my brothers. We We were six brethren, brothers, all brothers, no sister. And two of them has already gone, and it has remained we, the four, and now one is gone. And he still is in the mortuary, he's still in the fridge, and burial will be on the 28th of this month. And I'm seeing how I will be able to go. I believe that the Lord will make a way for me to go and see the last of my brother. But meanwhile, I thank all of you for your support and your prayer for me. And I just want to give this testimony also to the glory of the Lord. I think I traveled to Italy for a checkup. Normally, in every year, I should go to Italy three times. But the whole of last year, I didn't go. Amen. So, as I went, there was 47 tests that was made. And only six wasn't right. And the six that weren't right, they were insignificant.
Amen.
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 The most important ones, they were all perfect.
Amen.
And I did the cardio, so that's the heart test. And the doctor said, you are really healthy.
Amen.
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 Amen. So I thank the Lord for your prayers and your support, because I know many of you, even the whole church, you have been praying for me. I know. I always feel it.
Amen.
That people are praying for me.
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Amen.
And the last testimony I want to give is just this morning. As we left the house, I left my phone. And I'm supposed to pick some sisters at Joe's place. So, myself and my wife were just thinking, how can we, when we get there, we will be able to call them? So, I told my wife, look, there was no, she had a phone, but there was no credit. So you just try it and see if it will work. She tried it, it didn't work. So, well, we still trusted in the Lord. Amen. So when we got to the house, I stopped. I was just about to put off the power. Then my wife's phone rang. It was Angel asking where we were. I said, we are down.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So we, all that we were thinking, how we were going to call them, God knew. God
Amen.
Has already made a plan for us.
Amen.
So when we got there, just there, the phone rang.
Amen.
Where are you people? I said, we are just down.
Amen.
The Lord is always with us.
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Amen.
The Lord.
Testimony is always encouraging. Amen.
Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the wall behind me. The cross before me, the wall behind me.
of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I get in my altar the garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open, the blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I get in my revealed the hidden past history, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my bread, my son. I love him, oh how I love him, oh how I love him, how I adore him, my bread, my sunshine, my holy noon, the great.
Testimony of everybody this morning. I want to greet you in Jesus' name, saints.
Amen.
So glad to be in his house today. Baptism Amen. Service. It's wonderful to see people desiring
Amen.
To be baptized. We really want to
Amen.
Greet our the newcomers who are coming to be baptized. Conrad and Judita, we really do greet them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That the Lord really spoke to the brother in a dream,
Amen.
You know, revealing to him that he needs to be baptized. So
Amen.
He's very new to things. So may the Lord help him and his wife. They both want to go into the waters of baptism today. Like I said, they live not too far from Brother Max up there. And they really, really are real fine people who are really desiring to know the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is still seeking.
Yes.
He's
Amen.
The seeking shepherd.
Yes.
He still has his lost sheep. We also have a prayer request here from Kumbukani. Brother Shep's friend is asking for prayer for his father who had a stroke this week in Malawi. So we'd really like to remember that in prayer as well. Let's bow our heads and bring this before the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we approach unto Thee, Lord,
Amen.
In Your precious name. Because You've given us access through the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, You've given us grace to come before You because of Your goodness and because
Amen.
Of who You are. And Father, we want to bring ourselves before Thee upon this day. We just want to lay ourselves upon the altar. Father, we know that You had respect unto Abel and then to his sacrifice.
Amen.
So Father, wash us in Your blood.
Amen.
Sanctify and cleanse us from anything, Lord, that would hinder You from helping us and dealing with us and leading us upon this day. And be glorified, we pray. Father, I do want to pray for this request, Lord. Our brother's father's had a stroke. Father, You know all about it. You know where he is. You know what he's going through. You know his need at this time. And Father, just by simple faith, we ask of You to minister grace in this situation for Your glory, Lord. Father, if it was my father, if it was somebody else's father, how we would feel for this, Lord. And we just want to come unto Thee, Lord. We only have one father in this life. So Father, we ask of You that You would do something, Lord.
Yes.
Father, You are the one who said, I will restore,
Amen.
Saith the Lord.
Amen.
No matter what the enemy would do, Father, we just ask and pray that Your great restoring presence,
Amen.
Father, Your great unction, that Father heals and restores
Amen.
And brings things back into
Amen.
Life. Father, would work in that situation even
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
And Father, we pray that You would be glorified,
Amen.
That Your name would be lifted up, Lord. Even our brother and his wife who want to be baptized this day,
Amen.
Bless them, Lord, with Your richest blessings, we pray.
Amen.
You know their desire. Father, You see their simplicity in desiring to follow You.
Amen.
Guide and lead them, Lord. Father, let this be from that time.
Yes.
Let this be a turning point,
Amen.
A starting
Amen.
Point, Lord. that in the eternities to come, they may look back and say, from that day, I was never the same. Father, bless and help them. Bless your people upon this day. Each and every one of us have gathered, Lord, even the topic we have today, requesting your grace, Lord, your mercy, your help and your leadership, Lord, that you would better equip us as your people. Father, bless the service, we pray. Touch your people this day. Pray for Brother George at work. Watch over him. Bless him, Lord, we pray. Father, the saints gathering down at Brother Christian, bless them richly. Brother Tom, Brother George Quinn, Brother Billy, touch your people, Lord, we pray. Even Brother Lubanza this day, we pray your blessing upon him, where you'd lead him. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for items that have been sung. Thank you for the weather that you gave yesterday to the Sunday school children, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, that you're ever mindful. Now bless us and help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, saints. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. We have a topic today, and I always get real nervous when you use slides. You know, using slides is something which makes you real nervous, especially when you take a topic like this. But you want to have a look at the topic of protection and deception. Just want to have a look really at how the body functions. You know, how God has put defense inside of the body. And if we understand God's way of working and we work according to that, what a blessing it becomes. God bless you, St. Patrick, sitting in the front chair. God bless you, bro. Nice to see you as well. Yes.
Pastor, I was called to work very early this morning. I had to get 3 cars. So I'm not dressed.
No problem. The dress we worried about is the one inside. Amen. You know, and you've come with the right desire, so God bless you as well. Amen. Let's read Ephesians 4. Let's read from verse 8. The Bible says, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." Now he that ascended, that's Christ, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. You know, so the real first principle we'll see is that outside of the body, there's no perfection.
Yes, that makes sense.
You know, there's no perfection to the Lone Rangers in the message. There's no perfection to people who don't fellowship, who don't belong somewhere.
Yes.
Because the perfection is through the ministry,
yes.
The work of the ministry. So these fivefold ministries for the perfecting of the saints, to bring the saints to maturity, for the work of the ministry. Who here doesn't need to be ministered to? Every single one of us, we need continual ministry. Because we're in a warfare. We're in a battlefield. We're in a wilderness many times. We need ministry. And the moment you get away from ministry, you'll realize how important ministry is. And every single member of the body needs ministry. Otherwise, God wouldn't have put it there. For the edifying of the body of Christ. So the whole purpose of these five ministerial gifts, the ministry to the body, is to build up the body.
Yes.
That's their aim. Verse 13, what is the stage we should come to if we're under ministry? Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Amen.
There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
You know, so when we don't have unity of faith, it shows we don't have unity of ministry.
Yes.
But when you have unity of ministry, we'll have unity of faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And if we don't have it, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, immature, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men. Now the cunningness of people, manipulating and taking advantage of sincere people. But God has a defense, and it's his ministry. He says, that's my defense against these things. It says, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Hey, let's finish off verse 15 and 16. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, makes increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. Now, that's a verse you've got to read a good few times before you understand it. But it's saying that the body, every part has a part, every part of your body has a function. And if everyone's functioning, it builds up the entire body. None of us are there just for ourselves. Let's pray once again, Father. We thank you for the body. We thank you for your plan. We thank you for predestination. We thank you that you rose up on high. We thank you that you led captivity captive. We thank you, Lord, that you led a host of conquered foes when you rose up triumphant upon that day. We thank you, Lord, you've already conquered every enemy that you will ever face. We thank you, Lord, that you've already, Lord, overcome every deception, that you've already overcome every situation and circumstance. So, Father, we wait upon you because you are the one who ministers to us to bring us to that place that you may realize what you've done for us. So bless your people, touch your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, you may be seated. So if I just said like this, Ephesians chapter 4 is God's divine defense system. And I was studying, because if you look at Paul in the Bible, Paul speaks about the natural body. Now he types the church all the time to the natural body. He always is taking this analogy because the same God who made your body is the same God who's made the church. The same one who builds and designed your natural body and the way that it functions and the way that it operates is the same God who designed the spiritual body. So there's going to be all of these types between the natural and the spiritual that you'll be able to see these parallels. You know, and Paul uses it all the time. So I was just looking at the immune system because it's a powerful thing. You know, that God has put a defense system inside of the body, which is the immune system. And God spiritually also is going to have his divine immune system. Amen. Look what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12:12. Let's just read that just as a little bit of a background. 1 Corinthians 12:12. Paul always speaking about the body. He says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many or one body, so also is Christ." Amen. So the body of Christ is just the same as your body. Amen. Different functions, different roles to play, you know, different whatever that we can call it, ministrations that we have and that we give. But each and every part of the body is important, otherwise God wouldn't have put it there. And every single one of us is a part of this body. And Paul is showing us, like I said, you can't survive outside of the body. Yes. Because all that God has ordained for the body is within the body.
Yes.
So if you take something outside of your body, all of the functions of the body that are there to nourish the red blood cells, you know, the circulatory system, to bring nutrients, to bring oxygen to the rest of the body, and all of the defense mechanism in the body, it doesn't apply to you if you're not in the body.
Yes.
Because it's all designed to work within the body. So every single one of us has to be in the body. And how do we get in the body? We're baptized by one spirit into the body of Christ. And then we become members of this body. So that's the way that we get in. But there's always a warfare against this body. Just as much as against your natural body, there's warfare all the time. You know, there's sicknesses, there's diseases, there's all manner of things. There's new types of diseases, new types of viruses that are adapting and developing, and they're continually attacking this world. And that's why you find they always give them these acronyms and they give them all these strange names. But there's so many things that are dangerous to your body. But as long as you keep them outside of the body, it's fine. You don't have to worry much about those things. But you got to make sure that those things don't get into the body. Because all of these things going around, once they get in the body, they have one aim and one objective. And that's not a very pleasant aim. Let's have a look at the slides. I just want to show what your cells are. Because each and every one of us is a cell. So here's your cells. So this is a cell. Inside of your cell, you've got a nucleus. And inside of that nucleus, inside of your cell, is your DNA. Now, that's the most important part of your body, is the DNA. And this is where the battle comes in. If you go right back to the beginning, even in Eden, where was the great battle? Between God and the devil. Satan wanted, in some way, to pervert the original DNA that God had created in man. So you know, Satan can't create. He's a perverter. So he couldn't come in and create something with his own DNA. So he came into the serpent, and then he used the serpent now to inject something foreign into the human race so that he could get his DNA in some way, you know, into the human race. So this has always been the battle. God has original DNA. God is the original life. He is the original seed. He never changes, like Brother Max was saying. He is absolute. He is perfect in all of his ways. God has never had a new thought. God will never have a new thought. God has a secret purpose and a plan. That's inside of his DNA. That's in his genes. But God doesn't keep it inside of himself. He wants to express himself. So God scatters his seed throughout the earth. And it's sometimes in the most unlikely of places. And right down inside of the soul, right within the veil, within certain people, the elect, there's the DNA of God. There's the DNA. It's like you are a cell in this body. Now, there's trillions of cells in your body, but every single one of these cells has the same DNA. Every single cell. There's no difference in DNA between your cells. So the same spiritual DNA that you have is the same spiritual DNA I have if we elect.
Yes.
So as the elect, there's a divine programmed compatibility inside of us. Now we may have different functions because that DNA is used to produce different type of proteins and different types of things to develop the body, to defend the body, to build cell structure, whatever. But every single cell in the body has the same DNA.
Amen.
And that's what Satan is aiming at.
Yes.
Satan doesn't want to see the body like that. He wants to try in the natural through viruses, through diseases. He wants to try to infiltrate, to get inside of this body. But he's not just happy to get inside of the body. He has the cells all linked together, though we're individuals, but we're linked together. Amen. And these cells, they communicate with each other. If one cell has a problem, it's going to tell the other cells that it's got a problem. And that's one thing that you learn from the natural body. The natural body, each cell realizes it's not an island. It can't survive just on its own. If there's a disease affects one cell, it quickly sends out to the defense system in the entire body and says, I've got a problem here. And that alerts all the surrounding cells as well. And then everything is called to come to the defense to minister to that situation that's there. Friends, so many people die in silence. I've seen it.
Yes.
So many people
yes.
never cry out for help.
Yes.
No, there'll be virus inside. There'll be spiritual disease or decay or trouble. Something's taken place. They're under attack. You know, they're not overcoming that attack very well. But for them to seek for help is such a difficult thing. That once you understand the principles of the body, God has every need already met in the body. No matter what comes into the body to attack, the body knows how to defend itself. The body knows how to deal with anything that comes in. We're speaking especially spiritually. You know, so you're going to have all your different cells, and you are a cell. Our church is a cell as part of a great body of Christ. These might be liver cells, they may be heart cells, they may be kidney cells. Each have different functions, they've got different role which they're supposed to play to minister to the body. But each of them has exactly the same DNA. With inside of them, there's something predestinated. There's something which is divine that has been put inside of them. Something that came from God, which is pre-programmed so that each cell will fulfill its specific purpose.
Amen.
So you may have a specific purpose to fulfill, I may have a specific purpose, but overall this is all for the edification of the body. And God knows what He's doing. But at the center of the cell is the nucleus. This is where your DNA is. Now this is the target of disease. This is the target of spiritually speaking, this is the target of the devil. This is where he wants to get to. He's not so interested in getting anywhere else. But he wants to get to this place which is right down in your nucleus. Because inside of here is the master plan.
Amen.
Is the DNA. Is the blueprint. Everything that you're ever going to be is already in you.
Amen.
Everything that you ever, it's already in your DNA. Spiritually speaking, you are predestined. God has already put inside of your spiritual DNA. That soul that you've got, Everything that God ever wants you to express. Yes. The third pull is already in you.
Yes.
The rapture is already in you.
Yes.
Nothing is added to your DNA in life. The DNA is there from birth. And that's the facility, that's the blueprint to produce everything you're ever going to need in life is inside of that DNA. And spiritually, it's exactly the same thing. Inside of that cell is everything that this cell is ever going to be and everything that this cell is ever going to express is inside of the DNA inside of this cell. So you don't have to add anything. This cell just has to be itself. Just has to feed, just has to receive nutrients, just has to have the right conditions, and whatever this cell, its purpose was, is going to be fulfilled.
Amen.
In due season, that DNA is going to start producing proteins, whatever's required for this cell to express and to become and produce exactly what it's supposed to produce.
Amen.
That's why never impersonate anybody.
Amen.
Never try to be like somebody else.
Amen.
Because you're so individual. You have a specific purpose, but your purpose, it's going to work hand in hand with the rest of the body because this is a great master plan. We didn't make the plan. He made the plan.
Amen.
And He predestinated these things inside of us. That's why, friends, the elect, like the prophet says, they have an eternal quality. That soul inside of you, it's such a precious thing in the eyes of God because it's God's DNA.
Amen.
It's those attributes, those genes that God had inside. He's now put them inside the souls of His elect.
Amen.
And scattered them throughout so that they can fulfill His purpose.
Amen.
As we saw last week, to bring forth His fruit.
Amen.
In His season.
Amen.
And that's what God wants. And now, the enemy is continually against the body. He hates the body. He's going to try to infiltrate the body. He's going to fight. He's going to do whatever he can. So, here's your DNA. Your DNA is such a complex structure. It's you can't understand it, but inside of this structure, so tiny inside of a cell, is a divine program, is something pre-programmed inside of there. That whenever something's needed, certain parts of DNA kick in, replicate themselves, and produce whatever's needed to meet that occasion. And that's how it is with a believer as well. Now you underestimate yourself. Sometimes we fear circumstances. Sometimes we fear situations. But the victory is already in you.
Yes. Amen.
And sometimes, you know, we may feel like Gideon sometimes say, but who am I? But God knows what He's put inside of us.
Amen.
So He puts us into circumstances, puts us into situations, like with Moses.
Amen.
And says, don't cry to me, speak and go forward.
Yes.
It's in you. You'll find out for yourself.
Yes.
It's like people who worry and wonder about, now I'm about to have a child. I wonder if I'll be a good father. I wonder if I'll be a good mother. It's already in you.
Yes, yes.
It'll just take care of itself.
Yeah.
You don't have to read too many self-help books and read all these things about how to be a perfect father, how to be a perfect mother. It's already programmed in you.
Yes.
You find when the child comes forth, there's certain characteristics, certain attributes kicking inside of a father. Certain attributes kicking inside of a mother to minister to that situation. Because you were created to fulfill this purpose. Therefore, inside of your DNA is all that's needed.
Amen.
And that's why inside of you now is everything that you need.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
The rapture's in you already.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just waiting for the right season.
Yes.
For something to activate that particular sequence of DNA. To produce that particular something that's required at that time. Which is that final stage of rapturing faith. But friends, this is His master plan.
Amen.
And He knows how to bring about the conditions to bring us to that place. So this is now your DNA. And a genuine cell has one aim. That's to edify the body.
Amen.
A genuine cell has one plan. It's not a selfish thing.
Yes,
it doesn't have its own aims. It doesn't have its own objectives. It's not trying to build its own little kingdom. It's not trying to show itself better than any other cell. It just wants to reproduce what it's supposed to reproduce.
Amen.
It's just there. It just wants to play the part that it's supposed to play. That's when you can tell somebody in their place and their position. So, this really speaks to us about predestination. So, from this DNA here, it can produce 200 million types of protein. Just the simplicity of this DNA. But programmed inside of there at certain times when the body needs something, and maybe you are a certain type of a cell, something activates inside. And a certain part of that DNA kicks into life, produces now a certain type of protein that's going to build into something that's needed for the body. It's a real, real miracle the way that it works. Amen. But friends, it's an even greater miracle in the spiritual body. Amen. To see how God brings just the right people at the right time. Amen. How God does that. How God causes your path to cross somebody's path exactly in the right season. Or when the local body needs something, God brings somebody to come and minister exactly what the body needs at that time. Friends, it's not our plan, this. It's not our program. And the greatest thing that we can do is try to get ourselves out the way. Instead of trying to get ourselves too involved and try to push our own agenda and our own plan, the greatest thing we can do is lay on the altar and yield. And let Him have His way, because He's already got these things under His control. He's already got these things programmed out to the end. He knows exactly how to get His people to where they're supposed to be. So that's why it's a miraculous thing. And every one of these cells with their DNA, it's either to heal what it produces. It's to nourish. It's to defend. It's to build. It's to construct. Yeah, that's what it is. But the thief, the enemy, comes in to steal, to kill and destroy. So we can tell. We'll see it as we go along. Now when the enemy starts to come in. So, I'll skip that one there. You've got your defense mechanism. Here's your white blood cells. Now there's certain parts of your body that are there to serve the whole body. And there's certain parts that are there just to serve the local cell. Exactly like in the ministry. There's certain ministry, the fivefold ministry is to the body of Christ. So within your blood fluids, your plasma, within your blood, you have cells, defense, and immune system, which is to the whole body. They're all as floating around, they're all as going from place to place, and they're looking to see where there's trouble. They're looking to see where there's infiltration. They're looking to see where something that doesn't have the same DNA comes across their radar. And they know this is an enemy. And this thing needs to be destroyed. So you have the white cells. And they go around monitoring all the time. And they go and assess. And they go down to each of the cells. And take like a recording. What the cells do. The cells bundle up all fragments of the protein inside of themselves. And they send it up to the top of the cell. And they present it up to the top of the cell. And the white blood cells come by. And they attach to that. And they check and say, that's a healthy cell. There's only genuine DNA there. Amen. And then the white blood cells go somewhere else. And those white blood cells are on the look to see if any foreign entity enters the cell, enters the body. If it does, it becomes an emergency, because it only needs one foreign parasite, one virus, to inject its DNA into the nucleus of one cell, and that can destroy the whole body. Oh, friends, it's a serious thing to think about. Yeah, your body knows the severity of not allowing anything in that isn't the genuine, original DNA. And how much more should we as the body of Christ be? We should be on the lookout. Doesn't matter if somebody calls himself a message believer. What is his objective? What is his doctrine? What is his aim? Is it genuine, original DNA? Or is it something foreign that's been injected? That's where all the problems have come inside of the message. There's another sort of DNA, another agenda starts coming in. And somebody wants to come into the body of Christ, but they've got another agenda. And that's now a virus. That's what it's called. And that's the great enemy of the human body. And these things are continually fighting against us. And our body, even as you're sitting there today, it's fighting. There's a warfare going on inside of you to destroy anything that's not the original inside of you. And that's why, friends, God only wants the original. Yes. God is original. Yes. 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 That's why Paul said, even if an angel comes, if I come and preach something different than what you've already written, let him be cursed. Yes. Friends, the original DNA, the original word, the original life, the original seed, that's what we are programmed as the elect to receive. Yes. That and that only. Yes. Jesus said, my sheep shall know my voice. A stranger they won't follow. But sometimes we can be lured a little bit, but if you've got the genuine DNA inside of you, you're going to detect after a while. And if you don't detect, God has a system inside of his body called the immune system, which is the ministry of the body, the defense ministry of the body, that's going to come and start dealing with those things before they can start to affect you. And that's what we want to be. Each and every person has any ministry wants to be that. You know, you want to be somebody that wages warfare where warfare needs to be waged. So there's this monitoring, and these white blood cells, they're moving around all the time. And what they do is, when these proteins are presented by the cell, and the cell says, this is the current state of how I'm doing. This is what's going on inside of my cell. These white blood corpuscles, they come and they've got these like arms, and these arms have special receptors at the end. And they like come and shake hands now with what's coming from that cell, and they sense it, and they see, I think everything's healthy inside of that cell. There's nothing foreign here. Friends, there's a discernment in the body. There's a discernment in the body. You find when you come in contact with certain people, if they've been under wrong influence, if they've been feeding on the wrong things, if they've allowed another life, another spirit to come in, there's a something inside of yourself. You may shake hands. That person may say all the right message terminology. They might say all the catchphrases of the message. But there's something inside of you says there's not pure DNA here. There's something foreign that's come in here. And friends, we as the body of Christ must be on the alert. Because the very first thing in Matthew 24 that Jesus told his disciples, let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. And that's where the deception comes in, as we'll see. The way that the devil works, because he's very cunning at what he does. So the white blood cells are continually monitoring the health of the cells. And as long as there's no virus, no foreign entity inside it, they say, fine, everything's going on fine. Now, here comes the enemy now. Here comes a virus. This is a virus. In the natural, you walk past somebody and they sneeze. And you don't realize that as you walk past them on the street, there comes an infiltration of thousands, if not millions, of viruses. All the time they're trying to attack your body. But you've got your skin, which is your first line of defense. Your skin is a protection. It's an armor. The body has got the armor on. And it can't get in. But you have your nose, your mouth. If you cut yourself, you know, you allow these kind of things to infiltrate. They, whenever they can, they find access into the body. Now, this virus has one aim and one objective. And that's a selfish aim. It's a selfish objective. He wants to inject his DNA. That's what he wants. He wants to replicate himself. He doesn't care about the body. He's not interested in the body at all. He wants to use the body for his own aims. He wants to use the body to express himself. He's got his agenda. He's got his evil DNA, which isn't the original DNA. And he wants to try to get in this body now, try to get in a cell, get to the nucleus, and put his DNA, splice it into the original DNA so that he can replicate himself. That's what he wants. And this is what we have to be on the alert for as believers all the time, is infiltration into the body. Because Satan is continually infiltrating the body to bring about his DNA, to try to bring his agenda, to try to bring his perversion into the body of Christ. And God has his immune system. And God has his inbuilt defense in the body that's going to watch out for this. And friends, we need to be vigilant these days. We need to be watchful these days. Now, the virus gets in. It comes in through your nose. It comes in through a cut on your hand. Comes in through whatever way that it is. It's now no longer just coming from without. It's now inside. Now you've got to be careful, because this virus is going to work so actively. This virus is tireless. It has one purpose, one aim, one objective. It's going to use any method that it can, stealth, deceit, deception, to try to use all of the facilities of the body to its own use, to its own end, to achieve this one purpose, to replicate itself, to express itself. And that's why this battle from the beginning has been the battle of expression. God wants to express himself. He's the original life. Satan wants to pervert so that he can express himself. And that's the great battle that goes on continually in the body of Christ and in this age that we're living in. So this is the the little thing, whatever you want to call it, the virus that comes with one aim and one objective and one purpose. But it's not going to come in and tell you its aim and its objective and purpose. Amen. It's not going to broadcast to the body, hey guys, I'm here. You know, it's going to infiltrate. And now we'll see some of the deception that it's going to use. But as it gets into the body now, let's not forget right through the Bible, what is the battle? The battle for the bloodline. God's whole purpose was always to keep a pure DNA. Amen. A pure bloodline. Amen. That's why you find when Abraham went down to Egypt and Pharaoh was about to take Sarah, God had to use all of his resources to come on the scene because his DNA was at risk. His natural DNA in that case, the natural seed of Abraham. So God now had to come and supernaturally visit and warn Pharaoh and plague his house. And it even came to the stage, remember, with Judah. Amen. Judah was the one who was ordained to bring forth the DNA, to bear the bloodline. He goes and marries a Canaanite woman. Friends, the whole program of God was at risk. Amen. Until God had to raise up Tamar. And she had a burden inside of herself to say, no, I need to raise up the original seed once again. Now, this isn't the way that it should be. And though she deceived Judah, and he, you know what he did? He made her pregnant. God took that as the bloodline. Amen. God had to make a plan to rescue the bloodline time and time again. And friends, how much more spiritually? Amen. How many times Satan tried to deceive you? Amen. How many times he tries to get you to believe false doctrine? To pervert yourself spiritually? And God comes to your protection, comes to your aid, delivers you. Friends, it's so powerful how God watches over us. Because he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. He says, you are, he says, I've written your names upon the palms of my hands. We are his seed. We are his DNA. We are his sons and daughters to express him in our time. So friends, it's his responsibility as the great shepherd of the sheep to watch over his sheep. It's his responsibility to watch over his seed. And it's Satan's job and aim and ambition is to pervert that bloodline. Amen. To try to come into and inject his seed into that bloodline. To pervert it. And that's the battle, friends. And in every local assembly, it's going to be that battle. Amen. In the message, it's going to be a continual battle. Look, he overcame the Lutheran age. How did he do it? He came and injected his DNA. He brought all of his Babylonian doctrine. And destroyed that work, and then they couldn't achieve the purpose they were called to anymore. Amen. It's a very serious thing, this, friends. Amen. That's how when Brother Neville says, all the bride needs is in those books and tapes. Amen. Why? Because the revelation of the seals, it's the original DNA. Amen. It's the original word back again. Amen. That's why let's be very watchful what we swallow. Amen. Let's be very watchful what we pay attention to. Let's be very careful what to allow inside of the system. Amen. Because friends, there's a lot of things out there cloaked in deception that's not the original DNA. Amen. And it has an aim and an objective, and that's a personal aim and an objective. And in the message, we've had it time and time again. Great gifted people, powerful gifted people, but you will see it after a while. They have an aim and an objective. Not to edify the body, but they want to replicate themselves. Amen. And you'll know it from there. The prophet says, have discernment of spirit enough to know. It's not the gift of the man you're discerning, but it's the spirit in the man. What is his aim with this gift? Is he trying to make his group the big one and get everyone else out of the picture? Is he trying to make himself the main man? The prophet says, I would have discernment of spirit enough to know. That's wrong. That's wrong. And that's why these white blood cells, when they find something like this in the bloodstream, friends, they know. Doesn't matter how this thing talks. It may say Malachi 4:5. It may say Revelations 10:7. But the aim and the objective and the motive behind this cell isn't for the edification of the body. Therefore, this thing needs to be destroyed. The influence of this thing must be destroyed in the body. No compromise, friends. That's why when I was studying this immune system, it so challenged me. I said, oh, Lord. Help us on this. Help us. Let us never fall in that way once again. Let's always be vigilant, friends. In love. Holding the truth in love. But be so vigilant. Because your enemy, the devil, goeth around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's a deceiver. He came in the first seal, the white horse, dressed like Christ. Many people think he's Christ. It's not. It's the Antichrist. But that's the way that he infiltrates himself. He comes in such a cunning way. But he has an aim and he has an objective. So there's this battle for the bloodline. Now, so these things get in the bloodstream and they rush millions of them through or through the fluid between your cells. They haven't yet reached a cell, but they've got in the body. Friends, this is like these doctrines that come into the message. And they're flying around in the message. And all of these different aims and objectives and personality things of people that are going around. As long as it doesn't get into the cell, it's okay. You know, it's not as dangerous, but it's not going to stop just floating around in the plasma. It's got its focus on one thing, getting right to the nucleus, getting right to the heart of the cell. That's what it wants. It wants to infiltrate and come right within and use all the internal processes to help it along the way to get itself right to the heart, the nucleus of a cell. Then it starts to show what it really is. And then it starts to replicate itself. And then it starts to infect the surrounding cells. And then it affects the whole organ. And if that divine defense system isn't there on its post of duty, the whole body can perish because of that. And friends, God is so well aware of this. That's why he has predestinated in his body all that is required.
Amen.
He's predestinated everything that we need. Every defense that we need, God has already prepared it for us.
Amen.
What we're going to need to overcome next year, he's already in the process of preparing it. And we will meet it just at the time that we need it. Sometimes it comes right down to the wire, like the book of Esther. But God knows how to defend his bloodline.
Amen.
He knows how to keep his people. Friends, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber, because these are his sons and daughters. This is his DNA. This is his attributes, his expression that he's watching over, which is the DNA inside of the body. Now, as they rush through the system trying to get to your cells, the first thing they meet is a great cloud of antibodies. This is the first line of defense. There's a predestined defense in the body, just waiting for such a time like this. And these antibodies, they start seeing these objects coming now. And what these antibodies do, they attach themselves. They're like little Y-shaped proteins, and they attach themselves to the virus. And they start checking and say, this isn't the original DNA. And they start broadcasting a signal out now, saying, alert, alert, what's this? This is the preaching of the word.
Amen.
This is the preaching of the word.
Amen.
When something false is circulating in the body, Amen. The defense system starts making it known. Be careful.
Amen.
There's death in the pot.
Yes,
be careful. This isn't the original seed. This isn't the original life.
Amen.
And now they can't themselves destroy the virus. But what they can do, they can use the properties they have to bind viruses together, which makes them far easier for the big white cells to come and swallow them up and destroy them. And the white cells do that. These alert the white cells and say, we need help here. In this part of the body, we've got an infiltration. And then the ministry comes now. And God sends his gifts from the north, south, east, and west. And they come exactly to where the problem is. And anointed by the Spirit, those gifted men get right to where the problem is. And if you're part of the body and you have ears to hear, you'll be alerted to say, hey, be careful. Let me not allow anything to the cell at this time. Let me be specially vigilant to see before I allow something to come in. And we in the local assembly, we need to be like that as well. That's why we don't invite just anybody to preach. We've had people stand in the pulpit and preach heresy before. And you quickly learn, friends, that no. Before you allow anybody to come claiming something, you make some investigations first. You really want to find out. Like Brother Wilmore knows, when we were in Poland, the pastor said that as well. Brother Marek, he was very quiet right to the end of the last service. Then he got up in the pulpit and said, saints, you saw that I was very quiet. He said, I've seen many ministers come and sometimes they do well. And then 5 minutes before the end of the last service, they threw the hand grenades. He said, so I was waiting right to the end this time to make sure and see that all was kosher right to the end before I said something. And whenever you have a new minister, visiting ministers, you'll always be sitting a bit watchful. All of us are. And you say, oh, he's doing well. Yeah, just pray he does well right to the end. Because we've had those circumstances where somebody comes cloaked in the message. And then all the terminology, all the quotes, but come down to a certain place, they start to push the agenda now. And you sense it. And the body senses it as well. And the alert goes on, the red light starts flashing. You start saying, this isn't the original DNA here. You know, there's something strange. And friends, don't ever underestimate the power of discernment in the body of Christ. Friends, I've learned it. To my own mistake, I've made those mistakes. You have too. Sometimes we allow human feelings, sometimes we allow our own human reasoning to override that discernment. That voice inside of you and that voice inside of the body. Because friends, if we've all got the same divine DNA in our souls, the genuine elect will have the same discernment. Amen. That's why the prophet says the majority is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The majority. And when you find quite a number of people are concerned about something, overrule that at your peril. Overrule that at your peril.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you, Uzziah, and the priesthood come to you and say, King Uzziah, I don't think this is going to be for your good to do this. He should have humbled himself. He should have yielded himself to God's divine mechanism in the body, which was trying to keep him from destroying himself. There's a power in that discernment, friends. But sometimes we as individuals, we overrule it. Or we're not willing to listen to the discernment that's inside of the body. If there's a concern in the body about a certain thing, friends, we should stop and be prayerful and say, why is there this concern? And we should investigate it and watch it very, very carefully. That's what we need to do. Now, these little antibodies, they mark this virus. Let's read Romans 16 verse 17. It's exactly what we're supposed to do in the body. Romans 16 verse 17. Look what Paul says, speaking about the spiritual body. He says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. This is another DNA. When somebody comes and not trying to build up the body, but they come to pull down, they come for some other aim or objective, Paul said, mark them.
Amen.
That word in Greek, it's skopos. It's the same as taking your binoculars and you look very carefully now.
Amen.
That's why, friends, when people come from other groups, yeah, which have been given to division before, we need to watch them very carefully. And I'm glad the deacons do that. Now, people always watch carefully and say, is this the original DNA? Or is this carrying a virus which is going to come? And we thank the Lord. The Lord's granted us a lot of grace.
Amen.
Some people, like all of us, we've been under wrong influence before. But God grants you grace. It never affected your DNA.
Amen.
You just got caught up in something you didn't understand. And then God, in the end, delivers you from that thing.
Amen.
But it never changed your DNA. You still have the pure motive for the body of Christ.
Amen.
You just want to edify the body of Christ. So Paul says that. He says, mark them. Who do what? Who cause divisions? I'm amazed. People support ministers that wherever they go, whether it was one church, there ends up being two. No matter. There's a big minister at the moment going all around, and wherever he goes, he's breaking up churches. I'll never support someone like that. I don't want to listen to him, no matter how gifted he is. Know how powerful he is. The Bible says, mark them that cause division. And what does it say at the end of the verse? And avoid them.
Amen.
Avoid them. Because there's poison there somewhere.
Amen.
It's a genuine gift, a genuine anointing. But mark them that cause division.
Amen.
And friends, those antibodies in the body, that's their function.
Amen.
They come and mark those viruses. They stick to them and they start warning now. Broadcasting, sending out certain things into the body to say, bring some big fish here now to come and destroy.
Amen.
And then here comes the big hitters, the white cells, and they come and they just wodger. And a virus doesn't have a chance. It just gets swallowed up and digested and there's nothing left of its DNA. We need more white blood corpuscles in the body, friends. We need more ministry like we had last week, like Brother Lubanza's ministry. That's what you need, friends. Ministers who come and it's a white blood cell. And it comes and swallows up any influence. It comes and hits against, destroys, pulls down anything that's not the original DNA. But the aim and the objective is to build up the body. is to build up the original faith, the original DNA, the original life. Because that's the burden that God has, friends. God wants to keep his DNA pure. So if you and I in the Spirit, we want to keep that word pure as well. We want to keep that aim and objective pure. But it's going to be a constant battle against us. We've got to be careful. Look in the book of Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3 verse 10. Paul again, he's warning us. The prophet says he preached what Paul preached. So it's good for us to see what Paul preached. It says a man that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, reject. Now that word heretic, you know what it means? A man who is schismatic.
Amen.
Someone who causes schism. Someone who causes division. Paul says the same thing. A man that causes division, after the first and second admonition, reject him.
Amen.
Our friends, the word is so nice and strong.
Amen.
The problem with us, sometimes we're not strong enough. That's what I learned from this whole topic here. I said, hey, Lord, this one, yeah.
Amen.
God doesn't compromise because his DNA is at risk. God will never compromise. That's why Paul would call a spade a spade. When the viruses would enter the message, he would call Hymenaeus and Alexander, subverting the faith, overthrowing the faith of others. Oh, friends, we're very polite. Paul wasn't polite, but it's God's word. He would speak about Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. Oh, friends, sometimes when it gets to a point, maybe that needs to be said and that needs to be done for the good of the body. To warn us now of these viruses that are trying to enter in. Some of them are already in the body. They haven't maybe come to the local cell yet, but in the body. And the fivefold ministry is there all the time monitoring to try to keep those things from coming into the body. And that's got to be the aim and the objective. That's got to be what God... Look in 2 John verse 10. Look what John says. Now, friends, these scriptures, we need to follow them.
Amen.
For your own good, for your own soul, for your family, for the good of this church. Follow these things, not just your natural feelings and affections.
Amen.
That's where we make mistakes. Second John, 2 John 10. That's only one chapter, 2 John, if you can find it for us there, sister. It's the little John at the end before the book of Revelation. I'll read it from the 2 John verse 10. If they come any unto you and bring not this doctrine.
Yes.
If they come and they don't have the original DNA, friends.
Amen.
No matter how gifted, no matter how powerful they may have raised the dead, it's okay. That's fine. We love those things. But if they come now and they tell you, we don't need the prophet anymore. Brother Branham was only to take us so far. Now we get off the camels and we go by ourselves. No, 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 no. That's not the original DNA. We want the original DNA. And that's why it says, if they come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Ah, friends. That's the divine immunity speaking in the body. It's warning and saying, be careful. Be careful. Things aren't all as what they seem to be. Verse 11. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. You will be judged this the same as that person will be judged. Because you're supporting something that's not building up the body. You're supporting something that doesn't have the original aim, the original objective. Well, friends, some people it's hard for them to say amen to that. But it's the word of God, friends. It's the truth. And for your own good, go and study this verse. Go and meditate upon it. Be careful who you allow in your house.
Amen.
That's what John is saying. Don't just allow everybody in your house to fellowship. If you find someone's given to schism, to division, don't bring them in your house.
Amen.
The Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
Amen.
Paul told us, avoid them. If somebody is schismatic, if someone's given to cause division in the body, avoid them.
Amen.
Don't have anything to do with them. That's the word.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe God gave us his word as a defense. And pull down just one portion of the word and you're vulnerable.
Amen.
You will be like Eve and you'll think, you know better. It's okay. I can have so-and-so in my house. I can go to so-and-so's meetings, yeah? And they preach those things and you get confused.
Amen.
And then you have your spiritual compasses all out of direction, and you don't know really the way you should go, but God is gracious. He'll always bring the white cells your way once again. He'll bring ministry from here and there, and he'll come and minister you back in line once again and say, hey, learn the lesson. Don't make the same lesson again. I think that's all God expects of us, not to make the same mistake once again. If you can put the slides back there, please. Sister. So they mark these viruses. And they're clear and explicit in marking them. And they broadcast that around the body to make sure that there's an awareness and alertness that it's time to raise the level of security in the body. We must raise it up to level whatever that it is. Because just one of these viruses, given free rein, destroys the whole body. Just one. Just one. That's why Paul said, a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
Amen.
He says, therefore, purge out that leaven.
Yes. Amen.
Purge it out. Because that's the power of influence. Leaven speaks also of influence.
Amen.
You know, you put a little bit of yeast inside of your dough, it quickly spreads.
Amen.
Yeah, one cell to another, one cell to another, one cell, until the whole thing has been influenced by whatever that it is. Be careful of the influence you receive. Friends, we've made these mistakes. Let's not make them again.
Amen.
Be careful of the influence that you're getting inside of your life. Anything which hinders you in your Christian life,
yes,
anything
yes,
which
yes.
is stopping you from expressing what God has ordained you to express,
yes.
I would have discernment of spirit enough to know it's not doing you any good.
Yes.
Avoid it.
Amen.
Stay away from it.
Amen.
Stay away from it. Rather fellowship with people of the same DNA.
Amen.
The same cells. And there's only one body. There's not two bodies. So how can message believers testify to message believers? I don't understand that. You can't have that. There's one body. There's one message of the hour. Different people at different levels, different stages in growth, different stages in development. Some are ahead of us, some aren't as far as us. We're somewhere. We're not where we want to be. But friends, we have the original DNA. And that DNA, it's just leading things down a certain path. It's going to bring things to a certain place, which it was ordained to bring them to. Now, this virus now, so that some of them dodge through. They don't get eaten. And they get through and they come now to the membrane of the cell. Here's the cell membrane. So the cell membrane is a defense. All around the cell now, it has the skin around, this membrane. And all on the surface of your cell membrane is the immune system once again. There's all these little soldiers, these little proteins that are just patrolling all the time. And they're trying to check everything that arrives here before anything goes inside of this cell.
Amen.
These little guys are going to check it out first to make sure that it's got the right DNA, that it's got the right code word, that it's got the right pass, that it knows how to get through. And that's what they do. These are the little security ones on the local cell. And they're on the watch all the time, friends. You have to be vigilant. Now, they don't just allow anything to come in. Now, the virus now is very clever. These things here, they're constantly going around. Whenever they find something like the virus, they go up to it and they attach to it. And they say, is there a connection? Do things fit here? Because there's got to be a fit. But the virus at the end of its arms, it has exactly the right code to fool these guards into thinking it's something beneficial. It's something which the cell needs. It's some nutrient. It's something like that. Oh, friends, that's a deception.
Amen.
That's why there's protection and there's deception. There's two different things here. So here comes the defense, and it comes and it starts to speak now to the newcomer who's just arrived. And the newcomer knows all the right things to say.
Yes.
Seven thunders give faith. Yeah. All of these different, you know, seven thunders give faith. And all. We know all of those kind of things. And these guards here, they say, oh, this is a real brother. You know, they shake his hand. He's got the right handshake. He fits. Hey, this is great stuff. Let's let him in. And if they're not careful, it can be the death of the cell.
Amen.
Just that one mistake there, that one deception, letting that one virus come in, this cell is now in trouble. It's in big trouble. So these guys here, they have that. And what they do, these proteins now, they check, hey, do you know the right things? Do you have the password? And the deception in this virus, it knows the password. And it says, yes, I'm your brother. I believe the same message as you. I believe. I do. And then they say, wonderful. Why don't you come in? And they start opening up. And now the membrane, the molecule starts to open up. And the virus goes down inside of the cell. Hey. And the cell doesn't realize yet it's in a lot of trouble. It doesn't yet realize that. And as it goes now inside of the cell, in order for it to be received right down inside of the cell itself thinking this is a good nutrient or something which is really good, it packages it. It takes all these proteins and packages the virus now in this nice protein ball and sends it down and says, this is really something good. Not realizing that it's a cloak of deception.
Amen.
That on the outside, it's got all the right attributes, but inside of there's death. But it comes right down inside of the cell. Because it hasn't yet finished its aim and its objective. It hasn't got to the nucleus yet. It hasn't really declared itself. It hasn't really shown its purpose, its aim, its objective. It's not going to do it until it gets right into the heart. And you can see all along the way, it's using the different facilities of the body.
Amen.
It's using the various functions in the body, using it for its own purposes. It can move itself deeper and deeper. Oh, that's a very deceptive thing, friends. This protein bubble, it's death, but it's dressed up in the right clothing. Jesus said, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing.
Amen.
That's a dangerous thing.
Amen.
But you, like I've said once before, a sheep will never make that same mistake twice.
Amen.
When the sheep is there grazing in the fields, green pastures, and it looks at its brother next door and it says, oh, I'm together with brother sons. Then it looks and it sees the teeth. It says, this isn't a sheep, this is a wolf. Friends, next time that sheep's going to stay very close to the shepherd.
Amen.
He's going to be a little bit more vigilant when he looks around to say, who's sheep and who's not sheep?
Amen. Amen.
Once you found out that the wolves can come as sheep, you become a little bit more sensitive to which sheep you allow to come and which sheep that you don't. And that's the way that it's supposed to be because of this little leaven and the leavening. So it goes down inside of the body like this. But the good thing about the body is inside of the cell has its own immune system inside as well. So friends, not only is there the ministry to the body, but there's defense inside of the cell. Yeah. You have discernment in the body. You have the deacons, you have the officers in the body, you have the prayed up people, you have the people that are in the spirit. And the moment this thing starts coming down into the local cell now, no matter how much it's packaged in all this nice, genuine protein, they start thinking, there's not something genuine about this. There's something not right about this.
Amen.
And they attach themselves to it. You see? It releases its protein, doesn't need it anymore. The virus, it comes right the way down and now it's heading towards the nucleus now. And here comes our little antibodies again. And they attach themselves. And they mark it again now. And they say, guys, there's trouble in the church now. There's someone in the church with their own agenda.
Amen.
There's someone trying to bring another DNA in the church.
Amen.
There's someone, they claim clothed in the right protein, but they're heading in the wrong direction.
Amen.
This isn't the real thing. And these little antibodies are going to attach themselves and they start broadcasting now. And there's the big hitters inside of the body. These like recycling shredders, they come inside of the cell. And they come along now and they hear the cries now, the warning signal of these little guys. And they come now and they're big guys and they come and they destroy those viruses.
Yes.
All the viruses that have been marked are destroyed. But sometimes one gets through without being marked. Nobody suspects anything. They just think this is a real good doctrine. No, this is something new. Hey, let's just accept this something new. Let's believe we're all in the millennium and let's believe all of these kind of things. And it slips through. And it comes through and doesn't stop there. It heads right down to the nucleus. Now this is the danger zone. Because the DNA is inside of here. All that this cell is ever going to be is inside of there. It doesn't need something foreign to come inside of there.
Amen.
It doesn't need something to come and pervert its original function that it's been designed for. But the nucleus, it has a defense. It has a membrane, a skin around it, and it only has certain gateways to allow molecules to come in and certain things to go out. And at each of these gates, it has arms, like these protein arms. And anything that comes, it starts feeling it and searching it out a little bit and saying, hey, are you friend or foe? You know, are you genuine? And it's asking for the password once again. And the amazing thing is, this virus knows exactly the password. And it gives the right password and it gets admitted right into the nucleus. Can you see how far down it can go, friends? Amen. And as it goes inside, out comes the DNA now. Amen. Now comes the real aim and the real objective. Now you start seeing what it really is. Amen. Now you start seeing all that was hidden inside of it. When it's got to the heart, it's got power, it's got some control. Nothing's going to do anything against it now. It starts to show the real DNA. It starts to show what it was really programmed with. And it takes over the nucleus. And here comes the DNA. And it starts infiltrating the DNA of the cell. It starts taking over and replicating itself. Ah, friends, that's a dangerous thing to be done. This cell's in a lot of trouble now. Because something else has come in. Just to come to a close. It replicates its DNA. Sends its DNA around. Starts producing copies of itself. The virus starts producing copies. I'll just skip down to where it does that. And it makes a whole army of exactly the same as what it is. Can you not see what the devil does, friends?
Amen.
Can you not see? Paul says, grievous wolves will come in making disciples unto themselves.
Amen.
It comes in wanting to make others the same as it. It hasn't come in to build up the cell. Hasn't come in to build up the body. Hasn't come to heal. Hasn't come to minister resources that are needed. But it's come there so that it can make more like itself.
Amen.
And so that it can take over with more like itself. And then that cell now, the nucleus, becomes so corrupt. It gets so full of this virus. All these replicas of this virus that it can't contain it anymore. And it bursts. And now there's tens of thousands, if not millions, of these guys are released into the body. And they go now to attack all the surrounding cells. They get into the fluids of the body. But it's not the end of the story. Because God has everything under control. It's not the end of the story. It thinks it's won. It's managed to win one battle. But the war is still going on, friends. It's managed to deceive. It's managed to use its stealth to get to here. It seems to have a victory. But as soon as these are released into the body, while it's been inside of the nucleus here, replicating itself, the body's been at work as well.
Amen.
The immune system. The immune system knows exactly what's infiltrated.
Amen.
And the immune system starts developing exactly those cells that are required to destroy exactly this virus.
Amen.
And it pumps them out in tens of thousands into the system waiting now. Saying something's infiltrated the system. Let's be watchful.
Amen.
And when these things come out, friends, they're ready and they're waiting. And as they come out, yes, the big boys now. And the big boys have been equipped specifically for this job now. Because they've learned their lesson. And they destroy those viruses.
Amen.
And it doesn't quite end there. There's one more step. Some of these cells, they convert into what are called memory cells. And they go down into your bone marrow. And they sit there and they wait. And they say, we had problems in our church before, but we've learned our lesson now. And they're watchful now. And the moment that same virus ever comes in the body again, it doesn't get to base two, friends. The moment it just raises its head next time, these guys are waiting, saying, yeah, we've been waiting for you. We've been through this once before. We're not going to make the same mistake again. And they destroy those things. Ah, friends. So what is the overall moral we can learn from this? Is the devil, in thinking that he's winning, is actually just strengthening the body. That's all that he's doing. That's all that he's done. The devil in what he tried to do here, He just made us stronger. He just made us more vigilant. He just got more of the right antibodies in the system. We just got more of the memory cells sitting there waiting. The deacons in their post of duty. The ministers at their post of duty. Friends, that same virus, it's not going to have much luck if it tries to come here once again, I'm telling you. Because you've learned from it. Because the first time a virus infiltrates the body, if you don't have an immunity, you inherit it from your parents. Yeah? Like an acquired immunity. Your body doesn't quite know how to deal with that. That's why it slips through and gets all the way. But the body quickly learns because God has ordained it to be like that. That God's determined this isn't going to win, the body's going to win. So the body quickly adapts, quickly learns, quickly retools itself, gets all the right resources in the right place. And then it gives that thing a hard time. So that when the second time something comes on, it's the same like you in your spiritual life. The first time you have to overcome something, it's not easy to overcome. But the second time, it's not hard at all. Because you know exactly what needs to be done. And friends, that's why God allows us to go through these things as individuals. To teach us to fight. Like I said to Joshua, that is why the Lord allows us to go through these things as a body as well. To teach us the art of war. To teach us about His immunity, His defense. The importance of keeping out that which needs to be kept out and being very, very careful when you're investigating something that wants to come in. Now the good thing with us as believers, we're full of divine love. You know, love believes all things. But God knows that, so He puts some DNA down the inside of the soul that gives you a spiritual discernment. Just look, I love this brother, but I'm going to be vigilant for a while. Because we don't want that same problem that was there to come here. We don't want that same issue that we've just battled against to get rid of that fever which weakened the body. We don't want that to happen once again. But the sad thing about it is that cell that was originally infiltrated, it's finished. Now the white cells, they come. This cell actually broadcasts a final plea for help. And it says, hey guys, I've been infiltrated. And here comes the white cells. And they come and they destroy that cell. And everything that's within it. Amen. They don't take any chance with it. It's like Brother James said, like Samson. He says, let me die with my enemies. Amen. Friends, he's willing to pay the price now to say, for the good of the body. For me to express my real expression of what I am. Let me die with these enemies. I can't allow these enemies to escape. It doesn't matter what it costs me. The body is more important than just me. Friends, so you can tell that's the original DNA. That's the attitude in a genuine healthy cell. It wants to build up the body. It wants to build, to establish, to heal. It's not there to infiltrate with its own agenda, to replicate itself, which ends up destroying that cell. Ah, friends, that's the works of the devil. We've seen it in the message time and time again. May God help us to be watchful, friends. The Bible says if the trumpet give a certain sound, uncertain, you won't prepare yourself for war. But if the trumpet give a certain sound, be vigilant. The prophet says, be watchful. Many new things will come. These are the new things that come. Trying to infiltrate. He says, but you just stay with that plain old message. You just stay with that original seed. You stay with original life. Don't get too excited about new things. No, 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 no. We've seen them flower and we've seen them wither. But friends, the word of God endures eternally. It will never pass away. Let's read two scriptures as we finish. Let's read Isaiah 54, verse 17. Just to remind ourselves of the goodness of the Lord. That it's the Lord who programs these things into His body. Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Ah, friends. What are we to fear? If God be with us, who can be against us? If God be for us, ah, friends, He's got it all under control. Let's read Psalm 121, and we finish with that. Psalm 121, verse 4. Let's read it from verse 1, Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Ah, friends. That's a confession, friends. Amen. Let's stand. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Let's come to a time of worship before we have baptism. I'm so glad, friends, for the ministry God has sent us. The brother Lubanza has been such a blessing since he came. You can really, really see the aim and objective of somebody when they want to build up the body. No, they're not there to try to do their own things. Even Brother Alexi last week, it was wonderful. Our friends, God has allowed us and has granted us grace so many times. Brother Crosby, different saints that have come. What a blessing that it is. Let's never take it for granted, friends. There's places that are struggling under false doctrine. We just came from Poland now. There's places where these viruses are really wreaking havoc. But God has given us a season of peace. And during the times of peace, let's build. But let's have a brick in one hand and let's have a sword in the other hand. And let's be vigilant, friends. Because Satan won't leave it like that. The prophet says he'll bring somebody in and fill them with some kind of a sulfuric acid, some kind of a poison. And they'll go around and they'll spread it. He says, have nothing to do with it. Amen. Have nothing to do with it. He says, pray for that person. They'll repent and become one of you. Or, if they don't want to become one of you, they go their way. But friends, let's be vigilant. Let's be watchful. Because he's vigilant and watchful over us.
The original word, it's what I believe. The Son of Man is removed, the serpent seal is unveiled. The original word, the original. God's such a pure sweat.
more sense. But before we do, you might say, but why is it so important? Because that DNA, that's where the rapture is.
Yes. Yes.
That's where the spoken word is.
Amen.
That's where the third pull is.
Amen.
You've got to keep that original DNA. Because
yes.
These things are predestinated unto us, friends. You don't want anything else come tampering with that DNA.
Amen. Amen.
Anything that comes to tamper with the will of God in your life, be careful. No matter how nice it looks, it's your enemy. That may be dressed like Delilah, it may be beautiful, may speak with a sexy voice. But be careful. Because if you can take out and strip down what's really the agenda, what the real DNA behind it all is, you will find it's a wickedness. It doesn't want to build you up. It doesn't want you to prosper, it wants to destroy you.
Amen.
It's trying to find the source of your strength. It's trying to pull you away from the very thing that God knows is the very defense that you need to see it through.
Amen.
Ah, friends, let's thank the Lord for His goodness.
Amen.
He's so patient with us.
Right.
He's so kind. Sometimes He knows we're like children sometimes, the way that we believe, behave. But He's so kind to His children. And I so appreciate the Lord. Because He who began the good work will be faithful to complete it. But let's play our part as well. Let's be watchful. Let's be careful in these kind of times. It's the most deceitful of days. Most deceptive of times. But He's put inside of us and He's put inside of His body all that we require. The ministry is in you. The ministry is in the body. Everything that we require to overcome, God has already stored it up for us because He's Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
Let's sing one more, bro. Let's sing one of them again. Quite fast, please, bro.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. I'm glad I'm one of them that doesn't have an objective to pull down in this message.
Amen.
I don't ever want to be someone who has that reputation. I want to build up. I don't want to destroy.
Amen.
People almost give hearts are all up.
Says repent, you repent.
Amen.
When he says be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for remission of sins, you baptized in his name. Then he says you shall receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He says I'll quicken that divine DNA inside of you. And you will now start to produce the original fruit. You will start to produce in your life what you were born to produce. But it needs his life to come in.
Yes.
To activate that which he has predestinated inside of you. And that needs the Holy Ghost. So we're glad for people wanting to go to the waters of baptism. Let's come to a time of prayer though for saints. Let's bow our heads. Now the Lord has really been gracious to us. Next weekend, our brother Nanda is going to be with us. I believe it's going to be a blessing once again. And that's why I took this message today. We want to keep the blessing.
Amen.
We want the blessing to increase and to grow. So we need to be vigilant, friends. Because Satan doesn't like to see momentum in the lives of people. Satan doesn't like to see the walls of Jerusalem being rebuilt once again. There's going to be some ballot and there's going to be all of them are going to try to trouble in the building.
Amen.
That's why let's gird up our loins. And the best way we can do is in prayer. Let's say, Lord, clothe me, Lord, with your spirit. Clothe me with the spirit of discernment. Divine love and divine discernment, Lord. And help me, Lord, not to respect people.
Amen.
But to respect principles, Lord.
Amen.
And they that don't follow the principles of the message, Lord, let me follow what your word says.
Amen.
Love people, friends. The prophet says, be nice and kind to everyone, but do not be a partaker of their sins.
Amen.
That's the important thing. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's pray for ourselves, pray for our church. Let's pray for the meetings coming up. Let's pray for the brother and sister being baptized today, that it may be a blessed day, that they might be able to say, I'm one of them, one of them. Let's come to a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, we look to them. Since you may be seated, let's open a scripture. You may be seated while we read because you've been standing. Let's open Mark chapter 16. It won't take long. To the visitors, we don't normally do biology lessons in church, so we don't know. It's just once in a while we do those kind of things because I know sometimes people will come and say, but hey, those people teach biology there in that church. It's a spiritual principle.
Yes.
Trying to follow the Apostle Paul when he spoke of the body. Let's read Mark chapter 16. Just concerning baptism, how important is it to be baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Verse 15, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, to his disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. It's a serious thing.
Amen.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And how should we be baptized? Just for the new people. Let's look in the book of Acts chapter 2. There's only one scriptural way to be baptized. If you're baptized as a baby, You weren't baptized in the eyes of God. That was just a bath. No matter how sincere your parents were, it wasn't a baptism, because the Bible says you must. Acts 2 verse 38. When the people were seeking how to get right with God on the day of Pentecost, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So once you repent, you then come to the waters of baptism as an outward sign, as a public testimony of what God has done for you inside of your heart. And you're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you first have to make the conscious decision to repent. Jesus says, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will hear and open up unto me, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. It's got to be a decision that you make to say, I want to accept Christ. There's only one latch on the door. It's on the inside. He can't open from the outside. You have to make the decision and open and let him in. And when he comes in and you know you've invited him in, you now want to show other people. You want to show he's done something for me. He's changed me from death to life. Now you come to the waters of baptism as an outward symbol that you're burying the old life. Just as much as Christ was put in the tomb and then on the third day was raised up by the power of the resurrection, never to die again in newness of life. You now are being buried in the waters of baptism with Christ. He died for you. You were buried with him. And just as much as he rose from the dead, his power and grace in you, the power of the resurrection, is raising you up to newness of life. And then the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So you know inside of yourself, in your soul, something's changed. Another life is coming. It's the life of God. It's the Spirit of God comes into your soul. Your desires start to change. Your ambitions start to change. You don't want to anymore be the big man. You don't want to be the center of attention all the time. You want him to be the center of attention. You no longer want to be on the throne, but you abdicate and you give him the throne and say, Lord, I try to run my own life. I made a mess. You're the one who knows how to do it properly. And you get off out of the driving seat, and you let him get into the driving seat. And he now takes you from there in newness of life. And, you know, the Conrad's wife, Judita, she was saying while we were speaking before service, she was saying about dress and all those kind of things, because she's new. She's saying, look, I'm really sorry, I didn't know about, you know, skirts and dresses. I said, hey, God works from the inside out. No, you're doing the right thing. You're coming to get things right inside. Then from there, now you start setting all those other things in order. You know, so God understands those things. You know, God really does understand. He looks upon the heart and he knows and he sees your desire. And because you've accepted him in that simplicity, and all you know to do is to go to baptism, you don't know anything more than that. You're faithful to that. Then he'll show you all the secondary things from there, how you should dress, how you should treat your husband. Now, all the different things that come, God, he'll sort those things out. So we're so glad that she's made a decision to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and even our brother. So may the Lord bless them. Let's pray once again for them. Father, please may you bless this baptism. And Father, them that are here today, even as they hear your word where you commanded us to be baptized, to repent and to be baptized in your name. And you said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Father, Lord, move upon lives, move upon hearts. Lord, persuade and speak that, Lord, those doors may be open. That, Father, you may enter in. That, Lord, your will may be done. Bless this baptism, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Ask Brother Vlad just to come and play us a little bit of music, please, bro. Are you ready for baptism now? You have the right clothes? Yeah. Okay. So if you ask the two of them to come, we can stand, saints. If you want to stand, let's sing while we baptize him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, happy day that fixed my choice. Be my Savior and my God.
Well, may this
growing heart rejoice, and there is a happy day.
home. I'll just say one thing as the brother puts his belt. Now, sometimes people look at like the simplicity of a situation. You know, some people they say, you know, if I'm going to be baptized, I want it to be in a big place, and there must be a gold pool, and you know, and that's the attitude of Naaman.
That's right.
You know, Naaman, when the Lord told him through Elisha, if you want to be healed, go to the River Jordan, dip 7 times.
Amen.
He said, I have better rivers than Syria, Parpho, Abana, and Damascus. Why do I want to go to this little muddy river here? But until he went to the little muddy river, he didn't get healed.
Amen.
But when he went in simplicity and humility, not worrying about the setting, not worrying about the water, it was the commandment of the Lord that made the difference.
Amen.
As soon as he lined up with the vision of God's commandment to him, 6 times he went in the water, nothing changed. But the 7th time, when he fulfilled exactly the requirement of the word, the Bible says he came up and his skin was as a little baby. God healed him. And that's why, friends, it's not the setting. It might be a pool like this, a rubber pool. It doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
Philip, he took Ethiopia and there was just some water by the side of the road. And he baptized him there. It's the attitude of your heart and it's the obedience to his word. That's what brings the blessing. You know, so just to say to our brother, brother, you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. Amen? You trust in Jesus. Yes, nobody else. Amen. So we're glad to baptize you then in Jesus' name. If you want to get inside, bro.
It's cold.
Cold. Yeah. If you cover a little bit. Yeah. If you sit, bro. Amen. It's cold. The brothers tried their best, but it's still cold. It's like the tomb.
Amen.
Conrad, because of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the brother. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're so faithful to your promise. You said that it's right for us to fulfill all righteousness.
Amen.
And Father, when we fulfill all righteousness, Lord, the heavens always respond.
Amen.
So I pray that you will fill your son with your spirit.
Yes.
I pray that you will heal him of his affliction.
Amen.
I pray that you'll make him whole and make him well.
Amen.
I pray that it'll be a witness and a testimony, Lord.
Amen.
I pray that you'll lead him from this day henceforth.
Amen.
Smite his enemies, Lord. Be an enemy to his enemies, Lord. Bless him, Lord, with righteous fellowship, Lord, we'll pray. Answer his questions. Fulfill all of his needs. Bless his home. Bless his family. Father, bless him when he's going out and coming in. We pray your blessing upon our brother in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is the sister coming?
Yeah, the sister will.
Yeah. Okay. Let's sing one more song. We just wait for the dad to come and take the baby and then we'll baptize the sister.
What a fellowship.
What a joy divine.
Oh,
Ask the sister to make a confession with her lips.
Słyszysz mnie? Proszę cię, pastor, żebyś swoimi jakby ustami powiedziała swoje wyznanie.
You believe in Jesus. Yeah. Just a yes or no. You believe in Jesus.
Wierzysz w Jezusa Chrystusa.
You trust in Him for your salvation.
Wierzysz Mu w swoje zbawienie. Wierzysz Jezusowi w swoje zbawienie.
You trust in nobody else.
Nikomu innemu nie ufasz, tylko Jezusowi Chrystusowi.
You've accepted him as your Lord and your Savior.
Zaakceptowałeś go jako swojego Pana i Zbawiciela.
Amen. Amen. Therefore we'll baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Teraz thanks będziemy Cię chrzcić w imieniu Jezusa Chrystusa.
Amen. It's okay. Okay. If you sit, sister, if you can ask her to sit. It's cold. If you say to her, you only have to do it once in life. Amen. Very good. Because of your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, for your daughter upon this day. Jesus, at the beginning of this great journey, Lord, that, Father, her seed has found her at this time. I pray that you'll bless her. Father, I pray that you'll fill her with your Shekinah glory. I pray that you'll move within the veil even now, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll just work and move, Father, there within. And let all things become new, I pray. Father, let your blood, Lord, wash her clean of, Father, anything, Lord, in her past. Father, deliver her from anything in her present, Lord. And continue to lead her and guide her and bless her in her future, Lord. Bless her as a mother. Bless her as a wife. Bless her as a sister of the believers, Lord. Father, open the eyes of her understanding. Speak unto her through your word, Lord. Feed her soul. Use her for your glory, Lord. May she be a witness and a testimony, Lord. Bless her children, Lord. I pray, bless her home. Bless her from the, Father, every aspect of her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. Let's be seated. Let's stand. Let's sing one more song while they, a couple of songs while they change, and then we'll pray and dismiss.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Getting on Friday, so we're not going to have a Friday service, so we'll have Saturday evening service. Let's come at 6, and then we'll have 2 services again on Sunday, as we did as like last weekend. So please be in prayer for that. I really do believe it'll be a great blessing. Amen. Let's pray for the brother. Let's sing, bro.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas. Began to sing.
Time yesterday to take the children out. Amen. Because I'm sure it was a blessed time. Our children really enjoyed it so much. So may the Lord bless everyone who was involved.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for the weather.
Amen.
It started raining just as everyone left church.
Amen.
It was very powerful. The Lord is very good. So we thank the Lord for that. Let's sing one more as you wait for the sister.
Father of love, seated on
Come once upon, Lord, as we close your house, Lord Father.
Amen.
We ask you once again, Lord Father, that the message, the word, the food that we've eaten today, Lord Amen. Father, should dwell into our hearts, Lord Father.
Amen.
As we go Hallelujah. Outside there, Lord Father, we should show the light, Lord Father.
Amen.
As you said yourself, Lord Father, that we are the house of you, Lord Father.
Amen.
You dwell in us, Lord Father.
Amen.
You make us, Lord Father, as we go and worship outside there, Lord Father.
Amen.
People should notice that, Lord Father, we've come from you, Lord Father.
Amen.
We are the exactly DNA from you, Lord Father.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Father, we ask you once again, Lord Father, protect us this afternoon, Lord Father.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, as you have already started with us
Amen.
This morning, Lord Father. Oh, Lord Father, I give all the prayer request to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we know there is other people who are not feeling well this afternoon,
Amen.
Father. Those who are writing exams, those who are traveling, Lord Father,
yes,
I ask you once again, Lord Father, you just have to be the undertaker, Lord Father.
Amen.
You dwell in us, Lord Father, this afternoon, Lord Father. Oh, Lord, as we, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the good brother that you gave to us, Lord Father.
Amen.
Pastor Andrew, Lord Father, continue
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, continue
Amen.
Bless his family, Lord Father.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we know what time, what it makes someone to sacrifice himself, Lord,
Amen.
To travel all the way from Northern Ireland, Father,
Jesus.
Just to be with
Amen.
Us here, Lord Father,
Amen.
And bring us the food of life, Lord.
Amen.
I ask you once again, Lord Father, oh, that today, the word that we've heard today, Lord Father,
Amen.
Let them go into our hearts, Lord Father.
Amen.
And Lord, let's use them, Lord Father.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we ask you once again, Lord Father, to bless those, the singers, Lord Father. Bless the officers, the deacons, Lord Father. Brothers and sisters, Lord Father. Oh, Lord, we ask you once again that you should bless our children, Lord Father. Oh, Lord, we know the world today, there is so many teachings, Lord. But we ask you, Lord, that you're the only one who can protect them, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless them with wisdom, Lord Father. And bless each and every brother, each and every elder in this church, Lord. We ask you again, once again, with traveling masses, as we departure this place, Lord Father, free us peacefully, Lord, and Lord Father, be with you, Lord Father, just bring us home and bring us home safely, Lord. We ask you this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's dismiss singing one day that you have, brother. Let's sing. Do you have one, brother? Let's sing On the Wings of a Snow White Dove. And may let's greet one another as we depart in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know? If you don't know it, then choose another one. Okay.
on the floods many days.
On the wings of the